Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers are asking the public for additional information anyone may be able to provide on a burglary committed on Monday. According to the Alaska State Trooper dispatch on the incident, the burglary was reported just after 8 a.m. on Monday at Frontier Trailer Sales and Services, a business on the Sterling Highway. Troopers say the business was burglarized around 2 a.m. Sunday, September 22nd. The suspect broke the window out to the front door with a hammer to gain entry, troopers said. The thief stole several light bars, the majority were Rigid brand, from the showroom floor. If you have any additional information, please contact Alaska State Troopers at 907-262-4453. Eastside Setnet and Upper Cook Inlet Fisheries will receive $9.4 million in disaster relief funds for declared fisheries disasters in 2018 and 2020, respectively. The word came from the office of Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola last week when she announced $277 million in disaster relief funding to the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission via NOAA Fisheries for Alaska fishery disasters. The funding will be distributed in partnership with the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission, the state of Alaska, and tribal leaders. In April, Peltola penned a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Gina M. Raimondo, expressing concerns about the three groups of fishery disaster funds that were stuck at various stages in NOAA and could not proceed due to problems with NOAA's new accounting software. Of the $9.4 million allocated for the two fisheries, roughly $5.8 million will be designated for harvesters. Alaska had the biggest decline in average life expectancy of all U.S. states in 2021, a year when health outcomes were heavily influenced by the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a recent national report. Alaska's life expectancy in 2021 was 74.5 years, down from the average of 76.6 years in 2020, according to the report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Overall, U.S. life expectancy declined by 0.6 years in that time, mostly because of the COVID-19 pandemic and increases in drug overdose deaths and other unintentional injuries. Registration moose permits for the Ship Creek Drainage in Unit 14C will be available online only to the first 100 qualified hunters beginning at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, October 9th. Permits will be available at www.hunt.alaska.gov until all permits are issued. According to Department of Fish and Game Assistant Wildlife Biologist Nick Dawkin, permits go extremely quickly, and anyone interested in participating in the hunt will need to be ready to apply the moment registration opens. Dawkin said the permits used to be issued in person.
You'd show up to work and there'd be a long line of people waiting in line for that, you know, the day that those permits are issued. Now they've moved to this online system, and within almost minutes that 100 permits are issued.
The permit is open to any qualified resident or non-resident and is non-transferable. Season dates are October 25th through November 30th. However, the hunt will be closed by emergency order when the harvest quota is reached. The quota will be announced on or before October 15th. Access to the hunt area is limited and the terrain is extremely demanding. Dawkin advised that this is a winter hunt and that hunters should be prepared not only for snow, but for a unit front that is difficult to access due to its proximity to military bases.
So you're dealing with that J-Bear border. So there's no road that gets you into that hunt. Just getting into that unit is, you know, a little bit of a hike.
Successful hunters must report in person to the Anchorage or Palmer Department of Fish and Game office within 3 days of harvest. When reporting, successful hunters must also turn in the required 5-inch section of the lower jaw. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.